Blog Talk Radio.
To all my people in the struggle, you think God's forgotten about you.
Inspiration for the nation. For the nation. Hot Talk Radio.
Radio, I want to introduce to you none other than Devontae Palmer, who will be bringing the inspiration for the nation on Hot Talk Radio. Welcome, world. Welcome, everybody. This is the first of its kind, and it gives me great pleasure to now introduce Brother Devontae Palmer.
Good morning, everyone. All my brothers and sisters in Christ, this is indeed your brother in Christ, Devontae Palmer, and welcome to Inspiration for the Nation by Hot Talk Radio. I am very pleased and honored to be with you all this morning. And today's topic, we're going to talk about, you know, tomorrow is not is promised, but are you promised to see it? Amen. So now we're going to go to God in prayer right now. Heavenly Father, we come again just to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for all that you're doing in our lives and all that you're going to do. We ask now that if we have done anything your eyes said that was wrong, thought anything, said anything, or even did anything, Lord God, we ask right now that you forgive us all our sins, future, Lord God. Lord God, if we did intentionally, we did it on, not intentionally, Lord God, but that you forgive us right now. And Lord God, forgive us. If our brother has done it all to us, Lord God, forgive us. And we might not go out back to him or her, Lord God. Just give an entire world, Lord God, and continue to bless and keep us in your arms, Lord God. Who is your love, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 So, as I was saying, you know, our brothers and sisters, t- tomorrow, the saying we've heard, you know, so much. I know you heard it. You know, tomorrow is not promised. Yes, tomorrow. Well, you know, well, time is always moving forward, though. You know, time does not wait for anybody. You know, so I would say, it's just my personal opinion, that, you know, tomorrow going to come regardless. You know, but will you see it? But will you see it? That's the big question. Will you see it? And I want to inspire each and one of you that, you know, we need to stop saying that I'm going to do things tomorrow, you know, and start preparing for right now. For the moment you have right now, start doing things right now. I understand, you know, it's not many hours, you know, today, but try to do as much as you can right now. You know, Jesus told us in the Word that, you know, we shouldn't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow has its own trouble. We should worry about today. And that's exactly what we should do. We should worry about right now. Amen. And, you know, God wants each and every one of us to give him our life. You know, I understand, you know, the young person, I'm 21 years old. You know, we say I'm not ready yet, I'm too young, or I got time, you know, all that. You know, but truthfully, we don't. Time is running short. We don't have enough time to continue to say that we don't got time, so. We need to do it right now. You know, the world is just getting, you know, the world's not evil at all. It's just that certain people have done certain things that depict evil. Hey, man, we just have to just really come within ourselves to give Christ our life. So he can be that fence around us. That's prayer, him and one son. Jesus will be a fence around me. Amen. So we need to give him our life today. Don't wait till tomorrow. Like I said, you may not see tomorrow. You know, there was a song by the Wayans brothers. I don't know if you guys ever heard it, but the song went, Jesus said, here I stand. Won't you please let me in? And I said, I know, but tomorrow. Basically what that song is saying is, I see Jesus standing right here. He's asking me, he'll do this for me, do that for me, but I'm telling him tomorrow. Well, you know, how would you feel if God told us the same thing? You know, Lord, I need this. I need a new car. I need a new job. And he said, I give it to you tomorrow. You wouldn't like that too much. If God had a heart like, man, no, you wouldn't like that. So I inspire each and every one of you today to do things now. Act on it now, you know. And watch, we take one step, God will take two steps for you. You don't got to be perfect. You can't be perfect. You can't be perfect. You know, for all is perfect, it's the Father anyway. You know, it doesn't matter who you are, what you be, a drug addict, it don't matter in God's eyes. You are still a son of him. You're still a child of God, a living God. And he loves you. I love you. And God wants you to come and give your life to him today. Not tomorrow, not next week, but right now. Father God, I come again, right now, Lord God, that you will go to our brother, go to our sister, Lord, and only you have the mind and the hands to change the heart of man. And we're asking right now that you don't give them the mindset of tomorrow. I know you gave us free will, Lord God, but, Lord God, we can't keep having this tomorrow mindset. We got to have a right now mindset. Right now, right this second, right this minute. Mindset, not tomorrow, not next week, not next year, but right now. So right now, I ask right now that you just do this for each and everyone who's here, all races, all creeds, boy, girl, man and woman, heart to heart, man to man, woman to woman. You can do it, and we know you're going to do it. And we ask all of these in your loving son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, you know, my brothers and sisters, as I'm saying now, tomorrow, they say it's not promised. They say that yesterday is gone. You know, this is the present, and tomorrow's a mystery. It's true. Tomorrow, you know, that's the only day that will come, but it will come. But will you see it, though? Will you be here to see it? So many of our brothers and sisters are dying each and every day. We need to make a step now, today, in the positive and not in the negative. That's what we need to do. And that's why I encourage each and every one of you to do today, to make that step. You can do it. You can do it. And the good thing about God is he accepts you now as you are. He wants you right now. And I know you can do it. Now, I know you might be saying, well, you know, I've done this, I've done that. You know, how can God still love me? It don't matter what you have done. God still loves you. He still loves you. Why? Because he gave his only begotten son to die in place for you, that we may have, you know, that we may have eternal life, that we may have it. It's free. They say nothing less. That's free for you. Salvation. You can do it. I believe in you. And I know that if you take one step, I promise you that one step in the right direction, God will take two more for you. Faith is not seeing the entire staircase. Faith is just taking that single step. You know who said that? Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said that faith is not seeing, faith is believing. Believing that I can do it and I will do it. So that's the question today, my brothers and sisters. Can you do it? Can you do it? Nobody's forcing you. Nobody's making you. But I challenge you right now that if you look within yourself and say, if I die right now, where will I go?
What you say now, what you say now, in the city, in the field, what you say now, what you say now.
Yeah.
city, in the field, and I go in and I come out, we are blessed. Amen. And you know, like, that's what I was saying. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know who holds tomorrow. So much is going on in our world with, you know, tsunamis, with tornadoes, hurricanes, vicious killings. But if all that happens right now, do you know without a doubt you will be with Christ? The God we serve is an on-time God. When you give your life to him and then you ask him for something, he has promised that he'll give it to us, but then again, it might not be right then when we want it. But that doesn't mean God's a liar. He's not. He might have to take a little time. He still promised he's going to give it to you because he tells in his word that he will give us everything from the riches of going to our heart, to riches of his glory. So he will give it to you. He gives it in 3 hours, yes, no, and wait. Sometimes we got to wait. But while you're waiting, all that does is build your faith up in him. Amen. So, you know, as I was saying, you know, God already knows what we need before we ask him. You know, but he does love it, though, when his children ask him anyway. Even though he already knows what we need, he just loves us. Why? Because he's our father. Just like our natural fathers here on earth, you know, even though they already know what we want, they still want us to ask them for it. Whether it be money or, you know, financial, whatever it may be. God loves that. Because he wants you to trust completely in him. He will give it to you. So just give you, you know, I ask you to just take that step in the giving your life to Christ. And allow him to lead, teach, and guide you every day. Because he's not going to lead you wrong. This walk is not an easy walk, but it's not a hard walk either. He told us in his word that the race is not given to the swift nor to the strong, but to the one that endures to the end. You know, if you're an athlete, you know that the game is not won in the first, second, or third, but whoever is dominated throughout the whole thing. But then again, though, in the secular world, you got to be a first place, you got to be a second, third, or winner or loser, but in God's eyes, we're all winners. We're all winners. Whether you come in first place or you come in last, he just wants you to endure. He want to say you're going to hold out. Not saying that times are going to be hard. Not saying that you're not going to cry sometimes. Not saying you're not going to be upset at times. But it's all about endurance. You can make it. You will make it. Why? Because Christ, because God will be right there with you to see you through. You can do it. He promised us that he will never leave us, nor will he forsake us. That is one of his promises. He has many more. You know, he promised us that a mansion in heaven. You might not get a mansion here on earth, but trust me, you'll get one in heaven. Because he said, if it wasn't so, I wouldn't have told you. But he did. He has our best interests at heart. He's not going to force us to do anything that we don't want to do. But then again, though, he doesn't want none of his children to perish. But he wants all of us to come to him for forgiveness. And know that he is the God of all gods. He is the King of all kings, the Lord of all lords. He is who he is. He is I am. He is I am. I am the light. I am the comforter. I am who I am.
I am so delighted to
speak to you. Hey, man, I'm just so honored and blessed to be talking to you guys here on Inspiration Radio. Try to inspire someone along this walk. If I only inspire one person, then my work would not be in vain.
Forgotten about you.
inspiration for the nation. For the nation. Hot Talk Radio.
Yeah.